VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. China's capital, Beijing, is facing an explosive COVID-19 outbreak connected to a bar, a government spokesman warned Saturday, as the commercial hub of Shanghai began mass testing to contain a jump in cases tied to a popular beauty salon. The warning followed a renewed tightening of COVID-19 curbs in Beijing since Thursday, with at least two districts, including its most populous, Chongqing, closing certain entertainment venues after a flare-up in a busy neighborhood known for its nightlife, shopping, street, and streets of embassies. Prince Charles has privately described the British government's plans to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda as appalling, two media reports said, as the first flight taking refugees to the East African country is due to leave next week. Charles, heir to the British throne, has been heard criticizing the policy, the Times and Daily Mail newspapers reported. Canada believes China showed very concerning and unprofessional behavior while harassing its patrol aircraft near North Korea, Defense Minister Anita Anand said Saturday, but she declined comment when asked whether she had raised the issue with her Chinese counterpart. Speaking on the sidelines of the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore, Asia's premier security meeting, Anand said the issue had been raised through diplomatic channels. Five people were killed after a helicopter crash in Italy, a regional governor said Saturday, and two passengers were still missing 2 days after the aircraft vanished from radar screens. The governor of the Tuscany region wrote on Facebook the helicopter crashed in a mountain area at the border between Tuscany and the Emilia-Romagna region. The bodies of the five dead were found on Saturday. For more stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine is doing everything possible to save three foreign nationals who were sentenced to death by authorities in the eastern Donbas region for fighting for Ukraine, a lawmaker in Ukraine's Parliamentary Security and Defense Committee said Saturday. After being captured, two Britons and a Moroccan were convicted of mercenary activities on Thursday by a court in the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic, or DPR, whose separatist leaders are backed by Moscow. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen returned to Kyiv on Saturday for a meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky and said they would discuss Ukraine's reconstruction and progress towards European Union membership. She said in a post on Twitter, "With President Zelensky, I will take stock of the joint work needed for reconstruction and the progress made by Ukraine on its European path." The Ukrainian president insisted on Saturday that Ukraine would prevail in its almost four-month-long war with Russia that has become focused on a grinding artillery slugging match over an eastern Ukrainian city. Russian forces have been trying to seize Severodonetsk in advance in the east, turning it into one of the bloodiest battles so far. Neither side has secured a knockdown blow in fighting that has pounded swaths of the city into rubble. The United States and its allies traded barbs with China at Asia's premier security meeting on Saturday, especially on Taiwan. But again, the war in Ukraine and a remote speech by President Zelensky dominated proceedings. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin earlier told the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore that Washington will do its part to manage tensions with China and prevent conflict, even though Beijing was becoming increasingly aggressive in the region. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, speaking remotely at the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore, said the outcome of the war in his country affected not just Ukraine, but the future of international order. His country is seeking to push the Russians out of areas it has controlled since early in the war. And in the United States, tens of thousands of demonstrators are expected to rally in Washington, D.C. and across the country on Saturday, calling on lawmakers to pass legislation aimed at curbing gun violence following last month's massacre at a Texas elementary school. March for Our Lives, the gun safety group founded by student survivors of a 2018 massacre at a Florida high school, said it had planned more than 450 rallies for Saturday, including events in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. For more stories making news today, visit voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. It is great to be back with you again this weekend. I've got a great show for you. The playlist is 99% current music by artists from South Africa, Mozambique, Malawi, Algeria, Nigeria, Guinea, Côte d'Ivoire, and Rwanda. June 5th is World Environment Day, and to honor that, I bring you one song at the bottom of the hour. That's the 1% that isn't current, about the power of nature. That's Fela Kuti's Water No Get Enemy from 1976. And then we are going to listen to two feature interviews with contemporary artists. Ghanaian rap artist Kirani Ayat speaks to me via Skype about his new single and his music video, Sarki. And in South Africa, on the occasion of Africa Day, reporter Bill Odidi met up with singer Zoe Modiga, who shares her story and her music. So that's it. Now, just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Starting out in South Africa, here is Makhadzi with Mama. The song comes off her 2022 album, Pain Ya Jealous. It's a sad song, but it is wonderful. The visuals dropped May 12th, and it currently has 1,750,000+ views on YouTube and effusive comments about how much the song is touching people.
Hey, Mr. Brown, you want to make something sick.
Mama, why you about to arrange your day? Why you about to arrange your day? Why you about to arrange your day? She chose a nasty simile. Daddy, why you about to arrange your day? Why you about to arrange your day? Why you about to arrange your day?
Yes, all right, and that was Makadze with Mama. Hello, you're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Welcome, I'm Heather Maxwell. Now to Mozambique, here's Mr. Bao with Vanavela. Of Mozambique. Now, I have a bit of music news for you. Algerian rapper Soul King is making his debut U.S. tour. He's a massive star in Algeria and France, but this is his first time in the U.S. In May, he performed at the legendary Apollo Theater in New York City and apparently wowed the crowds. Here's a soundbite from that concert, courtesy of Agence France-Presse, AFP.
It's a big pleasure for me to be here today in New York, in Apollo. Wallah, it's crazy. Hajalula. Second thing is a big honor for me today to see that there is a lot of people who knows me here.
We've been waiting years for him to come here.
This
is his first North American debut, and we're just like so honored to even be here. Yeah,
we're so proud of him, you know, because he made it here, you know. Yay, Soul King!
All right. Those are some Algerian-American fans from outside of the Apollo. Clearly, Soul King's debut U.S. tour has been a success. Here's his newest single, Suavemente, a chart topper in Algeria and in France. Will soon it be one in America too?
Suavemente, j'ai traversé la mer. J'oublie pas ceux qui se lèvent tôt pour un salaire. J'aime pas me vanter, je fais ce qu'il y a à faire. Et j'aimerais que les miens sortent tous de la galère. Quitter la galère, haraga dans les rues de Palerme. Suavemente, bésame. Je sors de la baisse, je mets plus les mains en l'air. Suavemente, bésame. Je sors de la baisse en mode italien. Je fais la fête, j'écoute pas les ragots. Je suis à Monaco, le poteau fume la gelato. Si pronto, elle est belle, elle veut une photo. Je l'emmène à Phuket et on se balade en moto. En Madrid, je vais arriver et je suis en. Prends tout ce qu'il y a, je m'en fous, mais à la mia. Ouais, je danse le mia et je dodo dans l'avion. Fierté d'un DZ, c'est moi qui paye l'addition. Suavemente, bésame. Je sors de la baisse et je mets plus les mains en l'air. Suavemente, bésame. Je sors de la baisse en mode italien. Je fais de l'or, maintenant je fais de l'or. J'ai quitté la rue discret comme Manu. J'fais de l'offre, bébé j'fais de l'offre. J'ai quitté la rue discret comme Manu de coque. Suavemente, bésame. J'sors de la baisse et je mets plus les mains en l'air. Suavemente, bésame. J'sors de la baisse en moteur italien.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays okay. At 900 and Saturdays and Sundays awesome. At 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Hello, hello everyone. This is Heather Maxwell and now to Nigeria. Woman by Omale.
They tell me this, they tell me that. They say my bitch, say she a bad. Anytime I knock with that. Rubber band, oh rubber band. Every time I put down, they show me that. If I know loud, she got my back. But do you who, I'm happy that. But do you who, say everything I do is for my woman. Anything I talk, when you talk, I go do. Me, I know they see another girl for my visuals. Loving you, now in my ritual. My girlie got me, she not stingy. She give me love, she keep wanting to. All of the moves you been practicing. Put it on, stop me. Girl, give me love for my auto. Girlie, you light in my store. She and me girl, no more score. She know they act, she know so. Say everything I do is for my woman. Anything I thought when you talk, I go do. Me, I know they see another girl for my visuals. Loving you, now in my ritual. Me, I know they share my change. I know they like your baby. I get a baby, see. She understand my bitch. Like, wangala, wangala, wangala. Oh, wangala, wangala. I put back out for her belly. My girl, you got no problem. Oh, 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 all of a sudden. She say, me a go be. Two-faced, I knew my colleague. Okay, my baby. Oh, oh, all of a sudden. She say, me a go be. Two-faced, I knew my colleague. Okay, my baby. Say, anything I do is for my woman. Anything I talk, when you talk, I go do. Me, I know they see another girl for my visuals. Loving you, now in my ritual.
Naomi, and you're listening to Voice of America's Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
All right. Hi, guys. That was Omale with his brand new jam, Woman, that is coming off of his yet-to-be-released album called Boy Alone. Now, more music news. The MTN Uganda Hip Hop Awards happened May 28th, and it named Calligraph Jones African Artist of the Year. If you recall, we featured Jones recently on the show. He's Kenyan, and Bill Odidi spoke with him about his new album, Invisible Currency. Well, congrats to you, Calligraph, and to all of the winners and nominees from this award ceremony. Here's one of my favorite tracks from Calligraph's new album. It's called Ride For You.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something different. A lot of times I get confused, but still I try to do my best. Embracing every challenge, cause I take it as a test. But still I make things right, and that's a major step. Don't wanna change this vibe. June up and I've blown a set. Not by peace in my heart, that is hard to explain. And I knew from the start it will spark up this flame. So tell me what you wanna do tonight. I ride for you. See, girl, you know I ride for you. And I know you're gonna ride for me. Anything you need, just say I'ma let you lead. The way I know we gon' be. I ride for you. See, girl, you know I ride for you. And I know you're gonna ride for me. Anything you need, just say I'ma let you lead. The way I know we gon' be. Okay.
Yeah. Tell me what you really want from me. What you want from me? Sometimes it be like saying not for my dream, not for my dream. Yeah. Sometimes it be like saying a fantasy. Drinking coke cannot be Hennessy. People just the holler saying I may go be the best and work got everything. Girl, I'm falling for your love. Falling cause I'm falling.
Now you know my son.
Yeah. I've been loving you every day. Every day trip is a holiday. From Monday to Sunday. I go show you where the money there. Wanna give it to you every day. Yeah, tonight
I ride for you. See, girl, you know I ride for you. And I know you're gonna ride for me. Anything you need, just say I'ma let you lead. The way I know we gon' be. I ride for you. See, girl, you know I ride for you.
Ride or die.
And I know you're gonna ride for me. Anything you need, just say I'ma let you lead.
If it ain't real, I don't say it. I mean everything that I say. So if I tell you that I love you, I'm taking my love to the grave. I just wanna keep you safe, and I don't wanna keep you waiting. What we got going is great, so I do whatever it takes. If it ain't real, I don't say it. I mean everything that I say. So if I tell you that I love you, I'm taking my love to the grave. I just wanna keep you safe, and I don't wanna keep you waiting. What we got going is great, so I do whatever it takes.
I ride for you. See, girl, you know I ride for you. And I know you're gonna ride for me. Anything you need, just say I'ma let you lead. The way I know we gon' be. I ride for you. See, girl, you know I ride for you.
Ride or die.
And I know you're gonna ride for me. Anything you need, just say I'ma let you lead.
Stories over, stories over, Gina, please calm down. We're just having fun, please cool down. Yeah. Shaka kurya yanje, shaka kurya yanje. Oh yeah, indege irashya.
Yeah, yeah,
indege irashya. My name when I have some fun,
oh fun.
Yeah, yanje nawe tubifa. Oh yeah.
That was Fresh by Nel Ngabo from Rwanda. I'm Heather Maxwell. Now, let's meet Zoe Madiga.
Hey, Heather Maxwell. I'm Bilu Didi here in Nairobi, and I've just returned from a trip to Johannesburg, South Africa, and I met one of the country's most enchanting new voices. Her name is Zoe Madiga. She's smooth, soulful, very sophisticated vocalist. She's got two albums to her name. Here is Lengoma from her 2020 album, Ingane Kwane.
Beautiful to be speaking to you. My name is Zoe Madiga. I'm a singer, songwriter, and performer. Proudly African, all the way from South Africa.
I mean, the hospitality here has been good. How have you been doing?
I hope the hospitality was good, because that's the African thing, you know. So I hope you were treated well. So it's been very exciting, very good to be here. A very good idea for us to have these conversations. You know, the world is getting smaller. All kinds of music from all over the continent into one space, and we're able to enjoy it, and the world is able to appreciate it too.
The whole setup of the music business has completely transformed. How's that been for you as an artist, right at the forefront here in South Africa?
I am a proud independent artist, and to be able to have agency over my work, my messaging, my image, my sound has been such a beautiful thing. And I think it's an important part of being a young creative in Africa. And I've enjoyed it even with its challenges. Much respect to all the big labels, but as an independent artist, it's beautiful to be able to explore that relationship as well. Music has been very, very good to me and very beautiful to me. I think music is such a powerful tool for us to be able to tell our stories that are uniquely ours and have them exported to the world, you know. And I'm just taking it one step at a time, enjoying music from my discography in both Yalo the Novel and Ingane Kwane, and just being able to share who it is that we are, because we are a beautiful and special people. And I think the world is always waiting for us. I think I'm definitely an artist who likes to be recognized as a person who's able to shape shift and transform, and who's in love with all kinds of music.
What are your plans for this year? What are you currently doing?
There is a lot of exciting things happening. I was part of performance for a Netflix show that is called Savage Beauty, which is really the first of its kind and tackles very interesting topics. And I'll also be performing at the North Sea Jazz Festival as well as the Africa Festival Heard Me in the Netherlands, just there to raise the flag for the country and the continent and to celebrate us. But more than that, I'm just excited to see what unfolds. The rest is unwritten.
What would you like us to play for those who've been listening to this conversation? If you...
I would like Isekazini, which is by myself, from my sophomore album Inganekwane. It's a Zulu song, but I think it speaks to us at the core. But it's a song that reminds us that everything that we need is in our DNA. So enjoy.
Wonderful, wonderful voice. That's a song Zoe Modiga selected from her last album, Ingane Kwane. The track is called Isekazini. So wonderful to meet her in Johannesburg during the Africa Day celebrations. And I'm now back in Nairobi. I'm Bilo Didi. Back to you, Heather Maxwell, on Music Time in Africa.
All right. Thank you, Bill and Zoe. All right, to Malawi now. We are going to listen to Keturah and a featured artist, Gides Chalamanda. Now, he is the oldest active musician in the country. Born in 1930, he is now 92 years old. After that, we honor World Environment Day with a wonderful vintage classic by Fela Kuti. Here's Kalibwe by Keturah and Gides. World Environment Day is June 5th. Here is a perfect song for that. This classic tune by Fela Kuti is based on a Yoruba proverb. Live in harmony with nature, it says, and you'll live longer and wiser.
If you want go wash, now what are you going to use? If you want cook soup, now what are you going to use? Tori bangbo na oh mi lerore. If your head is hot, now what are you cool am? Tomo bandagba oh mi lo malo. If your child is crow, now what are you going to use? If water kill your child, now what are you going to use? Tomi bakpa mo wen o, oh mi na lo malo.
more Inside Music Time in Africa. Stay locked in with Heather right here on Music Time in Africa.
Yes, hello. I hope you enjoyed that vintage Afrobeat by Fela Kuti in honor of World Environment Day. I've got more West African tunes for you now. Then our second feature of the hour, a chat with Kirani Ayat from Ghana about his new song Sarki, is coming up. But first, here's Overloadin by Mavens, Crayon, Ira Star, Ladipo, Magix, and Boy Spies.
Another day for you, baby. Quit my Casanova ways for you, baby. The only time that you say that you hate me is when I take the last slice of pastry. Now I'm on the run, 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 run. Loving you till kingdom come. But you drive me crazy. Send someone, still my billboard, baby.
My number one, see they be. Mama, you they at me like by me. I just wanna be there when you need me. Baby, now your mother, I did sing all day, yeah.
John Killer, Tap Group Alomé La Référence, Père Benjin Peglou, nous on a secret de ça, c'est le chevalier du jour.
Le son numéro 1, je me mets que de ce qui me regarde. Le son numéro 2, les commérages ne m'atteignent pas. Le son numéro 3, je me tiens loin de mon fesse vibes. C'est ça mon secret tous les jours pour garder le smile. Même quand c'est compliqué, je m'en remets. Je chante, je chante, je bouge.
Ibrahim Konaté le boss. Bonne année à vous les miraculés. Fulgence Kouassi et son ami Cédric Kouadio. C'est comme ça que nous sommes heureux. Ou bien, président docteur Aboula Meïté, le Sama Loulou. Tu connais le secret.
C'est pas ma faute, moi je brille, je brille, je chante saisonnier. Je chante, je joue comme ça. Je lance, je fais la masse, c'est le ministre.
Time in Africa with Dr. Heather Maxwell. Woo! Yeah.
All right. Hey, guys. I hope you are all relaxing and enjoying the music. You just heard Le Secret by Baby Philip from Côte d'Ivoire. And before that, you heard a little new Afro beats. Overloading was the name of that song. Now we turn to our second feature of the hour. This is Kirani Ayat. Now, I spoke with him earlier in the week via Skype. He's in Accra and I'm here in Washington. And we talked mostly about his new single, Sarki. So let's listen to a bit of that, and then we'll go straight into that conversation. Hi, Kirani. How are you?
Hello, Heather. I'm doing great.
Great. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you again.
You go by Kirani Ayat. So what is the story behind your name, first of all?
So my birth name is Ayat, and then Kirani in Hausa literally means call me. So call me Ayat. That's Kirani Ayat. These boys, they're
faking it. Babodu. You have a new song and video release called Sarki, which I know in Hausa means king.
Yes.
The opening lyric says this is a true story. What is the story?
The story is actually about Dumbe, which is a fighting style that originated from the 10th century in the Hausa community. And it's a form of combat sports that's really very extreme. Right, and then usually the king is known as the Sarki in that sport. So what I am saying is, I am the king, but this time in music, and I'm laying my claim. But we use the Dumbe sport as the concept to carry the music and the video.
Also, the style is Hausa drill or Ghana drill or Afro trap. Tell me what makes it any of those three things?
For me personally, I see myself as a fusion artist. So usually what I do is I like to take from the old and then blend with the new. And in this term, I really love traditional Hausa music and instruments and percussions. It's a very rich culture. It has a rich musical culture. And I'm also heavily influenced by hip-hop. So what I do with my music is to blend it with what my interests and influences are. So when you hear those gurmi, which is the two-string lute, it's very, like, present in that song and most of my songs. You hear the kalungu, which is the ampe drums. All of those instruments and percussions are, like, centered in my production. And then, obviously, I'm making music in Hausa, which is also my native tongue. And then all of that comes together with the 808s and the hip-hop elements. And then I just want to coin that as Hausa drill because it has that influence in there, but mostly it's a fusion of different genres and music styles.
Yeah.
noticed in some Dambe clips that I've seen, those instruments are actually played during the traditional fights.
Yes, it's very common. It's like it goes with the music. The sports goes with the music, you know. You can't have one without the other. So it's like the people are entertained before their fighting style. So it's why we try to merge the two when it comes when it came to the music video and the song as well.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind ice and snow. On my way to Bamako to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, a great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate.
So, hi everybody. Now you have met Ayat, aka Kirani Ayat. You've heard his new Hausa drill song, Sarki. But he also has another side to him that I'd like to show you, a humanitarian side that involves kids and skateboarding.
So, I understand also that you are committed to community service. Tell me about that.
Yes.
We have a group?
Yes. Yeah, I do have a skates crew called Kokrobite Skates Crew, and I founded it about 8 months ago. I used to frequent Kokrobite, which is on the outskirts of Accra. It's a fishing community and a tourist community, and there isn't much that happens aside that. So the youth often found themselves engaged in drugs, premarital sex. It's just not good. So I started going there and hanging out there, and I realized I could provide for them, you know. So a lot of the kids like to skate and do bike stunts. They're extreme. So I promised them I could give them skateboards if they promise to take it seriously, and I could support their educations and whatnot, as little as I can. And then they took it seriously. We started with one kid, it turned to two kids, three kids, and now we're at five kids. And the goal is to pretty much create an avenue and a safe space for kids who want to learn skateboarding and surfing, and also IT, and push their education higher. So that's what Kokrobite Skate Crew is about.
Do you skate yourself or surf?
Yeah, I do skate, and I picked that up in Los Angeles back when I traveled in 2017 to LA. But surfing, I just started learning surfing in Kokrobite, so I'm a amateur surfer, but I'm trying.
All right, Kirani, is there anything else you'd like to say before we say goodbye?
Oh, thank you so much, Heather, for the continuous support to VOA, to Music Time in Africa. You guys have been amazing. To my fans in the States and across the world, thank you so much. Now goody. Keep listening to Sirki on YouTube and streaming it on Apple Music, Spotify, and your favorite streaming platform. Follow me on Instagram at Kirani Ayat, and expect Aisha's son coming this September. Thank you.
Thanks, Kirani.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Okay, this is the last tune of the hour. Another current hit out of Guinea. Here's Patron by Sona Tata. She sings to women with good sound advice about how to keep her man, i.e. patron or boss, satisfied so that he doesn't stray.
I tourne, 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 patron nyaboro. Ila kela sini benima. Ima tama 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 patron nyana. Shiri la kela sini bena. Abena.
Sonatata, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you for joining me this weekend. I can't wait to be with you again next time. Also, a big thanks to Kirani Ayat from Ghana, also to Bill Odidi and Zoe Modiga from South Africa for joining me in this episode. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday and Saturday and Sunday. You can also find it online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Also, check out my YouTube channel. You can watch a lot of the interviews you hear on this show. It's a lot of fun. YouTube, Music Time in Africa, or Facebook. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.